On this episode, we finish off our Fab 5 series about the parks, and today we're focusing on Animal Kingdom. Today is March 29th, 2022, and this is episode 447 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I am joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. And if you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And then finally, if you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, you'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. All right, so we are back for the finale of our Fab 5 as far as parks are concerned.
Okay.
We'll probably still look in the future. Like, I'd love to figure out a Disney Springs episode, yeah, or a resorts episode.
That'd be fun.
Something like that. And then maybe we actually finish out this entire series with doing just a Walt Disney World in general, like our five favorite things.
Okay.
But today we are focusing on our final park, Animal Kingdom. I think one of our favorite parks, which, yeah, we oddly have not been to in quite some time.
Yes.
So we will 100% though be there on April 22nd as we, woo-hoo, are trying to complete the ride challenge, which will also, I'm sorry, it's on April 23rd. We'll be completing or trying to complete the ride challenge for our MainStreet16.com event. So please make sure you do check that out. All right. For anyone who has maybe not listened to the past three episodes, we did Magic Kingdom. We did Epcot. We did Hollywood Studios. Go back and listen over the past couple weeks, finishing out at Animal Kingdom. And what we're going to do is we're each going to select a quick service restaurant, a table service restaurant, a ride, an attraction, which means it does not have a ride vehicle or something that moves. And then finally, we get a bonus where we can just pick absolutely anything we want. We don't know each other's picks, nope, beforehand, just to give it a little bit more fun. We do pick these separately, write them down and all. Quick service restaurant, Rhonda. And you know what? I'm going to say, I'm just going to say quick service, because restaurant, I don't think, needs to be attached. Animal Kingdom has a lot of what I'd call quick service kiosks or smaller places.
Yeah, they
places,
do. You know, and I mean, love it. So I actually was going to pick one of the little huts, I feel like, that they are.
Yep.
The Buffalo Chips, like nacho. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. They're so good. But I went ahead and
available at Trilobites.
Yes.
Yes. And if you have not had the Buffalo Chicken Chips,
yes,
go get them.
And that's what I was going to pick, the Trilobites. Because,
oh,
there's,
you didn't, though.
I did not.
Okay.
Only because it's just a little hut. Honestly, I went ahead and I am going with Harambe Market.
Ooh, good pick.
It is so good. We haven't eaten there in a while, but it's nice.
Its opening schedule is confusing and,
yeah,
it's rarely open.
Well,
I feel like
when we have eaten there, it was so nice because you had quite a few options.
Yeah.
Especially for, you know, a family that's like, well, I don't want that or I don't want this. You, yeah, know, if you go to like Yak and Yeti or the Trilobites and you're like, well, man,
you're very limited, or it's a very, yes, specific cuisine, yep, as this one. I think you get a lot of different options. And when they say the word market, it's so perfect. You
it
feel
is.
Like you are in this little
it's
African
so cool.
village market.
Yep.
And we've had a lot of really good stuff there.
Yes.
Over the years.
They have the cilantro rice, which I absolutely love. Yep. And I love, they also had, I believe, a, oh my goodness, like kind of like a gyro type
thing. Yeah, they used
thing.
To. I don't know that they do anymore.
I'm not sure either, but still, it's just, like I said, it gives you options where, you know, you can do from chicken to I think you can get like a
ribs
or
sausage
or something.
No, you can get ribs, you can get sausage, you can get different bowls. The menu has changed a lot since we have honestly last been. And of course, it was shut down. It was one of those places that's been shut down so long due to COVID.
Yeah.
I believe it's only just truly starting to kind of reopen. And they've certainly changed up the menu a lot. What I think they did is it used to be you'd go to one window and you could get, like, just say the gyro style thing. Mm-hmm. You went to another window that had ribs available. You went to another one that had sausage available. What I believe they've done now is they've basically condensed the menu.
Really?
It's available at all windows. I don't think, and somebody please correct me if I'm wrong, again, we have not been in some time, but it's always been good in the past when we went, that they have condensed it down where everything is available at every window. It's not separated.
Okay.
But the ambiance sitting here is cool. Amazing. And I don't know if the wandering musician is back yet, but that was always fun. Yep. You're kind of like serenaded at your table while you're enjoying lunch, especially on a beautiful Florida day like today.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, the weather is absolutely gorgeous
here
today.
In St. Augustine.
Yes. And I'm sure it's in Central Florida as well.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's much warmer. So
What could my quick service be?
I would say Satali.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't pick it. I knew you'd probably pick that.
I mean, shoot, we haven't even been back to Satali in some time. I want to go back, but it has never once even come close to disappointing.
No.
It is so good every time. Yep. That roast beef is outstanding. It's a place that the girls love, the chicken and rice bowl, and they don't get a lot of the extra stuff with it. But what I think makes Satali Canteen, I mean, first of all, it's at least in the top three quick service restaurants, I think, on property. I think my top three would be, in any order, Satali, Docking Bay 7, and Captain Cook's, actually, at Poly. Like, if you're talking all of property.
Okay.
As far as in-park goes, it could definitely swap back and forth, I think, with Docking Bay 7. What I love so much about Satali Canteen and what makes it so unique is that you could go to Disney for 2 weeks straight and every day decide you're going to go to Animal Kingdom and have lunch or dinner. And you could get something different because of the way you can mix and match the bases, the proteins, the sauces.
2 weeks, did you add that up for real?
I've not. I'd like to do that. Okay. Maybe somebody who knows how to do
14
that.
14 different...
Different combinations?
Combinations?
I think there has to be at least 14 different combinations, probably. Mm. We'll do some research after, or somebody who knows how to do... I don't know how to plug in, like, all right, you have four bases, you have, just say, four proteins, and if you had four sauces, do you do four times four times four? And that would give you your overall different number of combinations.
Well, what would that be?
I don't know, man. Four times four would be 16. And then 16 times four would be, what, roughly 94, I think?
No.
Gary, help a brother out if you're listening. Yeah, Satali Canteen. It's absolutely, it's incredible. And it was funny. We were just talking as we were kind of like thinking of, you know, what we were going to pick. And we're writing down our little notes prior. To me, as far as when you just look at real direct table service, direct quick service, I feel like Animal Kingdom doesn't have a ton of options, but has some of the best options.
Yeah.
Compared to other parks. You know what I mean? Like,
they have
quality food.
They do. And they have a lot of different things.
Yes.
So
yeah, it's not you can certainly go to Restaurantosaurus and get a chicken sandwich or a burger and fries and chicken nuggets and theme park food, what people would call it. But they have such an eclectic blend of different things. Mm-hmm. We can get everything from pizza to burgers to these rice bowls to, you know,
to
all kinds of stuff.
Chicken.
Yeah, buffalo chicken chips, loaded
what's
fries.
And the hummus thing over the one
that's very
market.
Good.
Oh, I mean, there's just so many little, like, I feel like pop-up quick services.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, next, we're going to move on to our table service. I want to guess yours.
Okay.
Nomad Lounge?
No, I was going to go with that, but the reason I didn't is because I don't feel like they have a lot to offer for food.
Wonderful point. And I would say the same thing. I would say the exact same thing.
I picked Yak and Yeti. Because, oh, are they the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, if that was the case, I would have not probably picked it.
No, I like when we match up, though.
Okay. But, I mean, again, it every time we've eaten there, it's been fantastic. The tuna, I can't speak, tuna nachos.
Get them.
Oh, my God. So freaking good.
Get them. They're especially if you've got a big party.
Yeah. I mean, and the hard part is they have so many different options to eat there. The hardest part is not to get the tuna nachos every single time.
I know.
They are phenomenal. God, the tuna is always cooked to perfection,
mm-hmm.
slash not cooked. Yeah. But it's always good.
And seared to perfection. Yeah. We'll
and
say.
You don't, you always feel good after eating it. Oh, it's, and the wonton chips that they come with.
Yeah.
Oh, those are just, if you could just have every nacho in the world a wonton chip, I would be happy.
I love, yeah, I love That's the wonton
favorite.
Chip.
My absolute favorite.
Listen, as far as like Asian cuisine goes too, this menu is the Cheesecake Factory of Asian cuisine.
I agree.
Because it is so extensive.
Yep.
And you can get, it's another one of those places you could eat here every oh. day of your trip and get something completely
100%.
Different. And it's going 100%. To be good. I don't think we've ever had a disappointing meal. The only meal that I didn't absolutely love was the duck, but not because it wasn't good. It just wasn't as good as other duck that I've had on property.
Right.
At just say Citrico's or Cinderella right. Royal Table.
Right.
But everything here is good. The atmosphere is amazing. You've got two levels. You've got, it just feels like this. I don't know. It always feels just energetic and yeah. bustling.
We've sat upstairs and yeah. downstairs. We've sat at the bar.
Yes.
It's just so cool. I love this. And, you know, if you can't get a table service, if you are Landry's.
Yes, I was going to bring that up. Mm-hmm. Pro tip, and you can literally do this moments before you walk up.
Yep.
Go on Landry's.com, sign up. You will get priority seating as a walk up. And I think the day that we went, Kat signed up for it. There was like an hour or so wait. I think we got called within 15 minutes or yep. so, maybe. She immediately got a $25 off coupon for her first visit, which she used. You're going to get $25 for your birthday. But honestly, the Landry's, which also does Rainforest Cafe, I know, and a couple other Walt Disney World property restaurants, just for the walk-up priority seating, it is well, well worth it. Mm-hmm. You do, I think you pay $25, but again, you basically get that $25 oh, yeah, back yeah. immediately.
Yep.
So it's a wash, but the yep. priority seating was perfect for it.
100%.
So I like that we picked the same one. Yak and Yeti is another one I'd love to get back to. I'd love to try and get the yeah. bar. But there's like six seats,
if
so it is very
that,
hard.
Right?
Yeah, yep. if that. It is very, very hard to get at the yep. bar. But if you need a break, I'm telling you, tuna nachos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, though. There's so much other stuff I want to try, but
know.
We gravitate to those every time.
Yep.
And this thing is it weighs as much as a baby.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It is
a
lot,
hefty
though.
Portion, I
it
think.
Is.
All right, let's move on to our next one, which will be our ride, Rhonda. What are you picking?
I'm picking Dinosaur.
Are you really?
Yeah, I love that ride.
Wow.
So I was thinking about
Explain
it.
Explain yourself.
Because, so I love the beginning of where you have, oh my God.
The whole pre-show?
Yeah, I can't think
Felicia
of
Felicia Rashad?
Yes, yeah. thank you. I'm like, oh, Claire Huxtable.
Yeah, Claire Huxtable.
I'm like, I can't think of her name. I love that. The pre-show. I love seeing Dr. Marsh's
Seeker
Claire, and Dr.
Yep,
Seeker.
Dr. Seeker.
I love that. And then I love going on the ride because it's an actual ride where you're kind of jolted around. You know, you see dinosaurs. It's not virtual. I just, and the, you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
And I just absolutely love this ride. And I think I love too the sheer fact that when the kids were young, they actually, we didn't know about this ride and we took them
on. We had never been on it.
Yeah, correct.
I think Lacey was about six.
Was it?
Yeah, because we became pass holders 6, 7 years ago.
And
so it would have been one of our first trips. Yeah.
And it was absolutely hysterical because we thought, oh, this is going to be fun. And
yeah.
we get off the ride and she looks at Jeremy and says, why would you think that was a good idea?
Like yells it at my face.
Oh, yeah.
No, and when the ride came to the full stop at the end before we got off, she looked at me and screamed at me, why would you think that would be a good idea?
And
it's one
fact,
of my favorite memories ever.
It is.
And then they loved the ride.
Well, but they wanted to ride it, but every single time they would like put their heads like in our laps. Like they would not watch.
I miss that.
I don't think they watched until like 2 or 3 years later,
yeah,
and they finally didn't. They wanted to ride every time, which was weird. But yeah, it was. So yeah, that is just the memories behind it.
I like
it.
That.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't mind virtual. Like, this is something. Like, Flight of Passage is something that I do not need a patch for, mm-hmm, and I'm completely fine. But that's why I picked Dinosaur, because of every other aspect.
Yeah, I like that pick. Yeah, it was so fun. Every photo, every on-ride photo we had for those first 2 or 3 years, the kids were buried in one of
you
our chests or
lap.
Yep. You could never see their face. Yep. It's so funny. You know, I'll talk about Dinosaur for a sec. You don't get rides like this anymore. You know, this takes the dark ride to a whole other level where you have practical set pieces and animatronics in this moving vehicle. And it is thrilling every time. And it's fun every time. It's one of those that just makes you laugh and smile and be a little scared at moments.
Mm-hmm.
And if they built this ride today, you're sitting in probably a dang vehicle with a virtual screen.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't always need that.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, you know, this ride in its current incarnation, after previously being Countdown to Extinction, then they made it, they made that movie Dinosaur, they changed this to Dinosaur and all. I mean, this thing's been around for decades and it holds up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though you're looking at a Claire Huxtable, pretty much aged Claire Huxtable, it seems like, the pre-show holds up.
Yep.
You know, and for people who don't know who she is, obviously the video screen could use some updates and the clarity of the picture. But
right,
I don't think anybody would look at it and go, this was filmed like 2-3 decades ago.
Right.
Like, they would barely even know. And so I love the fact that it does that. You could not do Flight of Passage without it being virtual. It's just completely impractical to have something that grand and that incredible.
Yeah.
That's why it's my pick, is because it's Flight of frickin' Passage.
Okay.
You know? FOFP is what we'll call it now.
Okay.
I mean, again, it's, I don't know what to say. It's Flight of Passage.
Yeah.
You could have never seen Avatar. You can think Avatar is the dumbest movie you've ever seen.
Yeah.
This ride sets everything up perfectly. It tells the story.
I agree. It
does such a wonderful job where you're not lost.
And if you do love Avatar like I do, it's incredible.
We're apparently going to see a trailer for Avatar 2.
Shut up.
At the beginning of Doctor Strange 2, Multiverse of Madness.
Yes!
That is the rumor that is out there.
So
finally coming out all these years later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's the best. Every last second of it is so good. I've said it so many times. It's one of those rides that when I'm on it, I just forget everything. I could ride Flight of Passage right now, so I could forget that we have to do our taxes next week. I would be so happy. And this is one of those, there is nothing better than being on that ride and looking over and seeing someone that you know they're enjoying it for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are just gasping in awe, mm-hmm, you know, and I still do every time. It's an emotional ride. It just because it's so grand, and the way that scenes hit and music hits, it's all the feels.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing smells better than the one scene, you know, kind of inside the cave, and
yes,
you get that little it's awesome.
Yep.
It's Flight of frickin' Passage, y'all.
Okay.
Do you like it?
I do.
Do you actually like if you just take it as a ride, do you like Dinosaur better than Flight of Passage? Or is it everything you talked about and the memories and the kids and the all of that that made you pick it? Or do you, which one right now, someone said you could only pick one ride to go on right this moment, which would you pick? Dinosaur or Flight of Passage?
I'd probably do Dinosaur.
Okay, awesome.
Because I just love, like, I know you feel like you're flying, I know you feel like, but I know a lot of that too is the virtual part more.
Yeah.
Whereas Dinosaur, I mean, there's times where the vehicle, ride vehicle, I'm like, I have to put my hand out. What is it called? Shaking around and jolted around, which I like that.
You're like a martini.
Yeah, a little bit. Shaken, not stirred.
I think you get shaken and stirred on this sucker, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the, you know, real, like, of it all, too. And I love, like, you know, I do like the ride for the, oh my gosh, the water ride. Navi. I think I like more of that than the.
Yeah, honestly, my only issue, and if you're listening and you've never ridden Flight of Passage and you're going on a trip and you're planning to ride it, just do everything you can to really focus on what's happening in front of you. It's real easy to want to look around.
Yeah.
But the problem is you start looking around and you're like, oh, yeah, this is, I'm not really on a banshee. This, there's all these other people here. Oh, I can see the back and the way that the platform's moving. And really try to keep your face on that screen to fully immerse you in it. It's the only issue with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Could say the same thing about Soarin', you know, but Soarin' actually sets it up almost a little bit better. Like you're actually in this big glider with folks. Whereas you go over to the Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man, you feel fully immersed no matter where you look because everything is directed around you.
Yep.
And I know you're supposed to be in a Link chair, but again, that's the only thing it can sometimes break. The immersion is when you go, oh, look, there's another person on this motorcycle thing next to me. You know, so would be my only advice if you've never ridden it before. All right, let's move on to attraction slash show. We don't have a ton to pick from, to be honest. You could certainly use any of the Streetmospheres. They're bringing some of that back. You know,
I think I know what yours is.
Oh, you! I guarantee you know what mine is.
Do you know just what go mine first? Is?
I do, only because I think you spoiled it.
Oh,
prior when you were doing your notes, because you asked, can you, is Tough to Be a Bug considered? And that's what you selected.
Yes.
Okay. I did not select that.
I know you didn't.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll talk about It's Tough to Be a Bug because I absolutely love this show more than anything.
Oh, I
can
do
see
too.
This every single time we go.
And the reason I picked this is because I know what you picked.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to be a little bit different, but I love this show because it's so cool. It's fun to watch other people.
That's my favorite. Yep.
And I just, I don't know. I just love it. And I think I love the fact at the end where I kind of, I mean, if you haven't ever done this, then
just
I'm
click ahead.
Sorry.
Just do your little 30-second click real quick. Just pass the next 30 seconds.
Yep. And then I love when it says, let the bugs crawl out first, and it crawls under, and you feel it under your butt.
Yes.
It's so cool. Yeah. I love it.
I love the freak out factor of watching other people in this. First when of all, it's a wonderful, wonderful
it
show.
It's sad, so though, when done. The young kids are in there, and then
I guarantee.
It is kind of funny, but
every
sad.
Show, a young kid is getting taken out by their parent screaming and yelling.
Right. Especially when the spiders fall down.
Yeah. That's my favorite part, is watching people just lose their stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what's, and the Hopper animatronic is unbelievable when he's working.
Yeah.
That Hopper animatronic, again, considering this is decades old, is unbelievable.
Yep.
And it does such a good use of 3D, practical set piece and animatronics, 4D effects, you know? And so I think it's so good. Yeah, you get stung. It's just so dang good.
Yep.
I love it. What do you think I picked?
Oh, Festival of the Lion King.
Oh, they put out for the tumbling monkeys to come back. One of my favorite parts of anything. You know,
that's why I didn't pick it, because it is not the full thing prior to COVID.
It's still so good.
But I loved the very first, like prior to COVID and everything. And that's when like Tough to Be a Bug has not changed. That's why I picked that one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it's a great show. It's so dang good. It does a wonderful job of telling a story throughout. The acrobatics when the tumbling monkeys are there, the bird lady flying around, the singing, the floats.
And she's still not flying like she used to.
No, I don't think they've brought that back. We went and actually saw it reopening day.
Yep.
And I will say, I had tears in my eyes
seeing
it. The only thing I hate about this show is it's got the most uncomfortable wooden benches in all of Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad we had finally gotten to a point where Lacey didn't have to sit on my lap anymore, because I would get up and the bottom half of my body was all just asleep. I miss when they used to bring the kids down on the floor. I hope that can come back at some point, you know, at the end.
I do too.
And I'll apologize. And this is probably the last episode that Stitch is allowed to lay on one of our laps. Because our little chubby buddy, our dog Stitch, is asleep and snoring on my lap. And I'm sure that it is picking up in the microphone. So next time we'll make sure that he's in his little doggy bed. But I was going to tell a story, but I will literally lose it if I do. The one time that we went and the girl in the wheelchair that they took out. And took her. I can't even get into it, because seriously, I will cry. It was one of my favorite Disney moments is watching this all happen. You apparently don't remember it. We'll go through it afterwards.
You don't want to tell the story?
No, I don't right now. Because I'm trying to recollect it exactly what had happened. Because we were in like the front, first or second row. And she appeared to be completely immobile. And it's just not like it was just a girl with a broken leg or something. And she was there, and I think she was there with family in the front row, and there was maybe one or two other kids that they came up to collect. And then she had kind of like, I don't know if it would be the proper terminology, like a handler. It might have been a nurse or something, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe it was one of the parents. And I remember the cast member going up to the nurse or the person and saying to her, like, can I take her? and took her and took her around with all the other kids, which again is something she probably never gets to experience being like other children. It was just, I was there losing it. Don't know this family, had never seen him before in my life. Like, I'm literally watching this just unfold in front of us, and we're like right behind him, and I was just like, this is Disney.
Mm-hmm.
This is Disney magic. This is, yeah, it's really expensive now, guys, and it's getting more and more expensive, and that stinks. But you can't match the experience that you get at Disney anywhere else. All right, let's move on to the next one. What is it? I don't even know what we're doing anymore. All right.
The bonus.
We have to move on to our bonus. Rhonda, what is your bonus? Bonus can literally be anything. It could be shopping. It could be the tree of life. It could be, I don't know, whatever. Whatever you want.
Mine is lame, I feel like, compared to all my other bonuses.
Okay.
But
you tend to cheat sometimes on your bonuses, too.
I do not.
You did. I remember. Vaguely, you did cheat on one. I can't remember what it was.
Nuh-uh. You said anything.
I know. Didn't you say the festivals or something? I guess that counts. Did you say the festivals at Epcot? You said
the dessert party or something.
Oh, you said the dessert party. Okay, no, that's fair. All right.
You go for it. Anything.
What do you want?
So I have always been amazing.
The McCalls are awesome.
They are. I actually picked, and I'm not sure how to say, the ice cream truck.
Oh, Anna DePore? Something like that, yeah. The ice cream truck. That's your bonus. All right.
That's my bonus because I think it's probably across property, the soft serve.
Yeah.
Like recipe. But this one, I don't know why. There's
something about it.
I don't know if they add a little extra something. I don't know, but it is the best ice cream soft serve that I have ever had.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. I love that every time a type of movie or something comes out, they have it with Raya. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, that one was so good.
Every Christmas they have the mint and the candy canes. This is my favorite ice cream soft serve across property, period.
You're 100% right. I do think it's the best for whatever reason, but I think that you have some memories there because we would get ice cream every single time with the girls, you know, and a lot of times our last day would be at Animal Kingdom and that'd be kind of like the last treat and they wanted it every time.
Yep.
And so I think that's definitely playing in the back of your mind.
Probably.
And it might even make that ice cream taste better because experience, possibly. I mean, honestly, experience I think can change the flavor of foods.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we absolutely loved our meal at Cinderella Royal Table.
Yeah.
If we got that exact same meal at just, say, a local restaurant,
not too crazy.
Would the food taste as good? I don't know. Mm, is it elevated?
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
All right.
What do you think I'm picking?
I have no idea.
Well, I've done Icons, I think, once or twice already.
Are you doing Tree of Life?
No. I'm going to go with the ride. It's currently closed down, currently under a little refurb. It still is absolutely incredible, even if that Yeti doesn't move. I absolutely love Everest.
That's right.
I can say, as far as Disney and Universal, because those are the parks that we go to, you know, so we can't count SeaWorld and go to Busch Gardens, all these other places in the world. Yeah. I know there's amazing coasters out there. VelociCoaster is the best coaster between Walt Disney World and Universal.
Okay.
Everest is my favorite.
Wait, you're saying it's favorite over VelociCoaster?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
But VelociCoaster is the better coaster.
Okay.
I think overall experience for me personally, Everest wins hands down.
Okay.
From the queue, from the ride. Again, I say this every time. When you go back to go, you're going to go forward and you do the drop, and the rest of that ride from that drop to the end, to me, is absolute roller coaster perfection. It's inside a giant mountain, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Met Karin Brar and Miranda May there, which was awesome.
Yep.
Single rider, I love going through. I've done so many times. I love this ride. I'll never forget the first time ever. Kaylin said, I'm gonna do Expedition Everest.
And we said,
who do you want to go with? And she said, Mommy. I said, okay. I mean, I thought I was your favorite, but whatever. That's cool. So she goes on with Rhonda, and she gets off, and she loves it. And I said, do you want to go again? And she goes, yeah, let's go again. So we go get in standby. Probably wait about 40, 45 minutes. We're right at the point where the cast member is about to ask how many people. And I look down at her in excitement, and she looks up at me, and her eyes are welling up, and tears are coming. And she goes, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to force you to do it. That's okay. I think she was partly very upset about thinking she had to do it again and being scared. But I think she was more upset that she was going to upset me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, I'm not going to. I will never forget going on Rocking Roller Coaster and watching this mom try and physically retain her child in a seat to the point where she told the cast member, just push down the overhead bar thing. And the cast member was like, I can't do that. You need to get your son off of this ride. And she's basically, you could tell she was going to go ream that kid out. And I was just like, don't do that.
I know.
So that's why, yes, I was frustrated because I'm like, one, I wanted to ride. Two, we waited here 45 minutes.
Right.
But it was so important.
I was frustrated.
That's okay, sweetheart.
I know. And I was frustrated because she just wrote it. And I was like, I didn't understand. And I think I actually apologized to her later because I did feel bad that I was upset. But I was upset for you.
It was all good.
But it was.
I miss Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
We really have not been, I feel like, in the past couple trips. And again, April 23rd, we'll be there for sure.
Woohoo!
I think we got a park day, our last park day booked in May. Actually, just booked Pop Century.
Yay.
We have not stayed at Pop Century
Skyliner.
In a while. Be really good to be on the Skyliner in May. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up. What's today? I don't even know.
Today's Sunday,
what's our next trip? We're going April 9th. And 10th.
I'm going.
Why don't you talk about this, Rhonda?
Yeah.
What's up? So what are you doing? Without me.
Yep. If you are Wonderland Crew Patreon people, you will be getting some live streams. And if you're not, go to wonderlandcrew.com and check us out. But I am going to Universal, and I am staying at Hard Rock, where I have never stayed before, with my girlfriend, Rita.
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Okay. I was checking. Those two things I've never done now.
Okay.
Been to Hawaii or stayed at Hard Rock?
And then...
I am so stinking happy for you, seriously. Then, you deserve this more than any human being I know.
Thanks.
To get away.
So I'm excited. She wanted to go with me and ride roller coasters. And I was like, well, let's go do it. And we're staying at Hard Rock, so we get that express pass.
Yeah.
Unlimited express pass.
Yeah.
So she's like, I want to ride this again. Let's ride it again.
Yeah.
Roughly
how much was the room for the night that you guys are splitting?
I think about 600, because I think I owe her three.
Okay, so your portion is about 300, which right there, considering you'll have 2 days of unlimited express pass, plus you're staying at the Hard Rock,
right?
300 per person is an absolute no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially with, I don't know if she's ever
been.
Gone. I'm trying to remember. Mardi Gras is still going on, so I'm excited. Being that we were just in New Orleans, I am excited to get a few foods. She totally knows that I have to work. I am not taking the gimbal, and I am not taking the work phone. I am gonna go ahead and just use my phone. So I'm gonna go ahead and put that out there right now as a disclaimer. Because it just won't probably be as smooth and stuff, but
that's all good.
But I can room tour. We're gonna be in a king bed.
Their rooms are very well sized.
Technically, I don't have to sleep with her because there is a pull out.
Oh, they do. They have a little pull out couch in there. Oh, yes. I'm excited to see that. I saw a two queen room when my brother stayed there. I quickly saw it, and their rooms are awesome.
But I mean, it's a king bed, and
Yeah.
She's my friend, so.
It has a very, that whole resort and the pool.
We're sleeping in the bed.
The pool is freaking beautiful, that whole area.
And that's what we want to kind of do. We want to kind of, it's her birthday, so yeah. I'm not sure what we're going to do, where we're going to eat. I know Mythos would be great, but I want to eat where she wants to eat. We're going to get a little, I think, after we kind of hang out, and I think we're going to go and have a place to eat.
Nice.
The
Hard Rock, the Palms is their signature restaurant at Hard Rock.
So we might do that.
If you think about doing something like that.
I'm not sure, but obviously.
Then then basically when you get back, what we'll do is next week we'll have a kind of Jeremy interviews Rhonda about her trip episode. So you will get that. April 9th to 10th, we'll be staying at Town Place. We're going to do Typhoon Lagoon. We're going to do Rose and Crown Dining Package to see Blue October,
yes.
Which I'm so excited for.
I'm excited for the food.
April 21st to 24th will be our MainStreet16.com Challenge Weekend. So we'll have a lot of stuff coming there. April 29th to May 1st, we're staying at the Lake Nona Wave Hotel over in Lake Nona,
okay.
Which I'm very excited about. There's a lot of cool stuff over there. It's probably going to be a bit of a staycation with the kids, but it's a neat area that I think people are going to want to really check out. And this hotel is super high tech, looks beautiful. Then May 15th to 17th, we will be at Pop Century.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, June, we're doing a stay at Westgate Lakes. We'll be able to show you that, which is pretty much between Universal and Disney. July, we're heading back to Margaritaville and the Cottage. We'll be doing some Universal, some other things. And then August, we will be staying in a rental fifth wheel camper at Fort Wilderness to close out summer, which I'm very, very excited about.
Yes. And if anybody is looking to go to Disney, or you need that awesome person to get all your travel needs, let's go to mainstmagictravel.com.
Yeah, if you missed last Friday's episode, we made a kind of big announcement as we are teaming up with our good friend Chuck, and we are forming Main Street Magic Travel. And you can now go to, again, as Rhonda said, mainstmagictravel.com. There is a form you can fill out for a free quote. That is not just Disney. That is not just Universal. It's not just SeaWorld. Pretty much anywhere in the world that you want to travel to, we will be able to book for you. Again, just go to that website, enter in your info. Chuck will get you back a quote.
It is free to you.
Free to you to use. And you get to support what I think is a pretty cool small business. So
absolutely.
You're already out on the internet, right? You might as well hit subscribe. You get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Also, we would be so very thankful if you could leave us a rating and review.
Because it'll help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.